The travel warning recommends that those already in Kenya stay indoors and exercise extreme caution and seek advice locally either from their tour operator or the local authorities if they want to travel. The Foreign Office is also warning against attending political gatherings and large public meetings. Tour operators in the United Kingdom have suspended holiday packages to Kenya until the situation there improves. The Association of British Travel Associations, an umbrella body for travel agents, says about 400 tourists who had been scheduled to fly to Kenya have postponed their trips. Sean Tipton is a spokesman for the association.
Clearly, holidays can't count as essential travel. Now, because of that, British tour operators have two flights, one going out on Friday and another one on Saturday. Both those flights will still be going, but they'll be flying out empty. They won't be taking any more customers out to Kenya. The reason they're still being sent is they were due to return people to the UK. There's another charter flight due to go out on Monday. At the moment, that is still scheduled to go because the advice to Kenya is changing very rapidly. But if the Foreign Office is still advising against all but essential travel, that flight will also be cancelled.
Another umbrella body, the Federation of Tour Operators, also announced the suspension of holiday trips to Kenya with departures due up to Saturday, January 5. In a statement, it said the situation is being reviewed daily and any changes to departures planned after January 5 will be made over the coming days. Media reports say there are about 6,000 British citizens currently traveling in Kenya. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.